It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. I'm one of your co-hosts. I am Michael Akadiri, and to my left, we've got...
Kasim Jamal, ASMR.
And to the left, to the left.
Hi, Darren Griffiths.
Boom blast. We're back with another episode, man. We're doing a little pre-record because Darren is going to go chase his dreams. So we're doing another pre-record. So this will be deep in August when you hear this, but we've recorded this. I know he's doing some fuckery in the corner. We did.
Capricorns.
ASMR. Someone showed me a video. I didn't know what that was. I used to see.
It's just some weird music in the...
But I think because I didn't understand it because my Instagram algorithm just shows women with like low cut tops and bums out doing ASMR. So I was like, I don't know what's different to this.
You got the same algorithm
and something else that isn't. Yeah, because my mate he likes ASMR video and he generally just listens to the sounds. Right,
it's meant to reduce anxiety.
Right, and he likes to sleep. He goes to sleep.
He stays fit. Okay.
But then his missus will look at his phone. He's not looking at his phone, but his missus will look at his phone at the side and just see some like girl.
Vumptuousness.
Just making noise. And she's like, what the fuck is this? He's just like, well, I was trying to sleep.
The freaks come out at night.
Just covered in tissue.
There was a spooky, spooky ghost.
I'm just cleaning my room.
You need Kleenex to fall asleep.
Clean my room.
Whoa. Time out. What'd you call it?
Kleenex.
Yeah. Oh, he's on you. He's that's never going. That's staying for. Oh no, you give me Kasim something else. Oh no.
Let's hear it.
What the fuck? What?
How'd you say it?
No, what is it?
Tissue.
No, say it one more time.
No, I'm gonna say that
another
time.
Please, I beg you.
No, just
Ogre,
say.
Ogre, please.
No, Ogre, say what you want to say.
You got some fucking Nigel version Western Union tissues in your house, please.
What? How'd you say?
Fuck. How are you deetsing tissues, blood?
Hey, that is funny.
Matt said. Kleenex.
That's the name of the episode.
Dude, you are so fresh, cuz. Kleenex! that reminds me of my mum. It's Nigerians, fam. She says Haribos.
I say Haribos as a joke.
Yeah, thank you. She says it.
A Haribo West. She will go in the shop. Haribo, as I say, yeah.
She'll walk in the shop and say, I want to get some Haribos. I walk out the shop. I'm not with you. Kleenex.
All right, man.
This man cuts people open, you know.
Yeah.
And I get open.
And I get the consent.
Open, Darren. Let me paint you a picture. You need surgery, big surgery. Yeah. I don't even think that matters, but big surgery just to add intensity to the story.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. You've gone to consult with your surgeon before the surgery. Yeah. A week before, or whatever, and he's running you through the surgery.
Yeah.
And then he goes, excuse me, one second. And then he goes, do you have a Kleenex? Are you still taking that surgery from him?
I will take it from him. But if he starts mentioning body parts with different... So if he starts going, you got a problem with your IS. I'm like, what? Your IS.
Like, your
ES. Yeah, your ES. It's like, what? ES.
EYS spells yes.
ES.
Yeah, what's that? No, it's not really. No, EYES.
If you sat in front of me, yeah, and you're my surgeon, and you drop the word Clinex, right?
You're
I'm right. going to say something along the lines of like, oh, I'm unfamiliar with that surgical technique. What is that? And then you go, no, tissues, fam. I'm going to be like, safe. I'm walking out.
You join the waiting list then, Hope.
No, I'm private healthcare. I know you guys.
And I'll do private too. I'll be in that consultation.
If I see you.
Yeah, you'll see me. Because I'm the only one available, cuz.
I die.
I'll be at your funeral too, like that guy at that meme.
Man said, Clinex.
Clinex.
You know, if you text your friends, yeah, and say, I'm going into surgery, just FYI, the surgeon said Clinex and meant Kleenex. Your friends message back in and say, it was nice knowing you.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Hey, shout out Clinex, though.
Because man's going to start saying things like, bring me the scalpel. What now, though? The who did he what now? This is why I fuck with Pret.
Keep fucking with Pret, man.
I did.
Keep
twice.
Fucking with them.
Twice in Glasgow. Pick up the cinnamon Danish. Them.
Nah, I'm Greg's all the way, man. Shout out Greg's, man.
Fuck Greg.
If I'm going to get coffee, if I'm going to get a little snack, man, shout out Greg's, man. I'm loyal to the soil. Shout out the North East Georgie town.
Or how Michael pronounces it, Gregagus.
The way you said Cinnamon Danish sounded like it was like a track on a Dave album.
What, Pret?
The Cinnamon Danish.
Oh, Cinnamon Danish. It's the name of my show after this show.
Darren, apparently you said you got something to reflect on.
Yes, obviously... We spoke about in the last episode, but about the soiree I had at my house. And
one second, can we stop calling it a soiree?
It was a soiree.
If you can, anyone in here spell it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you spell it?
No.
Oh, fair enough.
The only thing that goes in my head is you know Cedric Suarez for Arsenal.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's spelled differently.
Yeah. S O I R E E. I think there's an accent over maybe the first E.
Correct. Jeez, spelling bee, right. Darren.
Not there so much go. For you, yeah? Did you know how to spell it?
Of course I did.
But you don't have to pronounce Kleenex.
Two different words.
Continue, sorry.
Yeah, so...
You're a dickhead.
Number one.
My reflection on... it's not really a parented thing, really. Or maybe it is. Maybe it is that I need to know... more of my kids' friends' families, because there's a lot of people in my house that didn't have a fucking clue. Like, there were so many people.
I didn't think I felt.
There were so many people. Yeah, that's not you as a guest.
Yeah.
This was my house. I was just like, because what the plan was, is we went to be in the garden. So I was meant to be meeting a lot of people's partners, a lot of like women that. I just hear my wife talking about, like, oh, I'm at this play group with so-and-so and her kids. I'm like, okay, I know these names. And then, like, after, so, oh, did you get to speak to so-and-so's husband? I was like, nope.
But your wife knows who they are?
She knows who they are.
So it's fine.
But I didn't know. No, but this was meant to be my opportunity to meet them, because she says I don't have any friends.
That's not true.
Any local friends. That's what she's saying.
Oh, like in the area friends?
In the area.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. So all my life is... in London, or just
you're always Harlow. Traveling to meet people.
I'm always traveling to meet people, or people just don't come and see me. And she's like, "Yeah, like feels like I do all the heavy lifting, or like our family having a network of friends." Mm. So she goes, "Like even when you go to Edinburgh, it's your mum and sister helping out, and then everyone else who's helping out is people I know, kind of thing, like or friends that I've made and stuff." I'm like, "Yeah, it's true. I do need to try to expand my." Local network, but it's like,
why?
It just has to be organic, though, isn't it? Like, so I don't mind being friends. I like all of her friends' partners I've met. I've liked. Myself. She's like, so do you take their number? Like, maybe you should like meet them for. I was like, I don't do all of that.
It's not that, bro.
It's more like obviously you had a good conversation, but then you part ways at the Red Sea.
Because do you feel like? The guys on the other side as well were like, we know what this is, cuz.
I think that's just men.
100%.
I think that's just how we are, innit?
Yeah, because like,
it's just, it's man crush. We know we're in man crush for a couple of hours.
Yeah, mm. This is where we meet.
Yeah.
We don't meet at prep. Big up prep. We don't meet at prep.
This is where we meet.
We meet here. This is where we meet.
And I will generally get excited for the, that's what will motivate me to go to the event. It's, oh, it's so-and-so's fourth birthday party. It's like, I don't care about that kid's birthday party. Mm. He's like, yeah, because so, who's going to be there? I was like, is her husband going to be there? Yeah. Safe. Cool.
Mm.
I'm now happy to come.
Because yeah. So, you got something to he's look forward to. Yeah.
But if I see him all the time, then I don't.
Yeah, take the novelty wears off very quickly.
I'll catch up.
It's the same as looking at a lineup. You get the itinerary through and you look at a lineup and you go, oh, such and such is on there. And it's cool to be there with them.
I don't want their number.
But after that,
I don't even want to give them a lift to the station. Not even a lift back home.
Big facts.
I don't want to give you a lift. How did you get here? I drove. Oh, would you be able to give me a lift to the station? No.
Hey!
You're not driving past the station?
I certainly am. Yeah.
I am. I'm not. I'm, but the thing is,
I'm pretty
right,
sure I saw it on the way.
Yeah. So I'm driving past it, but I'm not actually stopping at it. So there's going to be a bit of a, we're in a bit of a hot rock and a hard place here.
Yeah.
Because I'm going past it. You need to stop at it. I mean, you can jump.
I mean, there's,
I'll be going 40 miles an hour. How good your agility?
I mean, there is a designated drop off area outside the station.
Yeah, and I hear that. But you see the way I don't really want to hit my indicator like that. You get me? Like, I'm trying to, I'm in cruise control, baby. Like, I have to hit the brake twice to turn this off.
My fuel's on low, and there's a petrol station right next to the train station.
But so you can get out there.
But I can't drop you still. I still can't even take you. I'll just get out when you go to the pedals. No.
It's not going to work for me.
I can't.
What's in your way?
For you? My desire to do it is in the way.
My desire to be that close to you.
It's fun for where it is in the green room. Then after that, it's peace up, eight times down. It is where it is, like... Sometimes, you know, you have a good, like, you can have a good weekend with someone. You're like, you know, I'll keep in contact. Sometimes it's like, I'm going to accept that. I'm going to have a lot of good times with a lot of people. But it doesn't mean we need to stay in contact.
And I think that's what it is. I feel like my, and she does, seems like genuine friendships with these people.
Yeah.
And she gets on with them. And I guess it's also necessary for her because if she's building a community around the kids and she's 100% with the kids, it makes perfect sense.
100%.
You're with the kids. Flipping 23 hours of the day kind of thing. Whereas me, I'm not. So I don't... I'm explaining it after the fact. So I guess I don't feel the need to make those friendships because I don't have the kids.
But even before I had kids, like, my missus would be like, oh, my friend and such want to know if we want to go to dinner. No. Absolutely not.
Do you feel bad when you say no? Because you're not... Because obviously, when the people come together, the couple, two become one, and you take on their friendships and their family and vice versa. Do you feel bad that you don't invest in such friendships and stuff? Because now you two are together now. So
correct. But I had... So, obviously, my household wasn't one. It was just my mum, right? Single parent household. So, whatever my mum did, it was just on an independent flex, yeah? But what I did get to see is my nan and granddad.
Right.
And these two people couldn't have been more solo if you had put them on different ends of the earth. Yeah?
Right.
Mm.
This is how gangster my granddad is. He bought a house next door.
Serious.
Came back to the family house for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
So you treat it like a...
Went back to the man cave. Right.
Was that, were the houses of the same size?
Yeah. Like, the house, he still lives in the... He lives in the main house now, but that house is still next door. Like, he's still next to that. So I'm seeing people come out of that house and being like, I've been in there.
Right.
I know what your house looks like.
Mad.
Or how it's laid out, right? These two were so independent of each other. You wouldn't actually have thought, like, they liked each other or anything like that until she got sick and then you was like, ah, there it is.
Right. There's
the love.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
But they were just... And it's like, it must have been like that, you know, in a certain time period where it was like, I'm going to do my thing, you do your thing, and then at sometimes we do our thing. Mm. But our thing isn't us and them, it's just us, right? So why is it that now I'm with someone, I, family aside, I've got to inherit their friendships. I really struggle with listening to other people.
I guess that's why you became a stand-up comedian, isn't it?
No, it's because it's such a gift and a curse doing the things we do. And I don't know if you two feel like this, yeah? But now, at a stage of our careers as well, is that we literally go around the country to the best rooms, right? With the best comedians and hear the best stories.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck you're going to tell me, Sandra and Steve, is boring. Is boring. I don't want to hear it over fucking calamari and whatever the fuck they're going to bring out. I don't care.
I will say,
it's boring.
I will say,
shut up.
I'll say this for Sandra and Steve. My threshold is higher, but there's still, I have met a lot of people that they do meet that threshold
of shit stories.
No, of like these, like the stories decent enough for me to listen to, and they're just good at chatting anyway.
Yeah,
I've come away.
You're lucky, bro.
I've come away like on a hand, like it's only in one hand. I could say,
and it's not just her friends.
God, he's boring. Yeah,
it's people. Look, I've like, it's not my phrase, but I've started dropping a line now. Yeah, and it's a bit not narcissistic, but it's just how I get people to stop talking, right? So you're trying to tell me a story, and then they're like, oh my God, and then this happened, and then that happened, and then this, and then da 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 da, and then da. And you're like, that's not a closing joke. That's not even a closing bit for your story. That's so bad. And then I just, they're looking at me. You know when they look at you like a puppy that's like,
yeah.
And then I just go, oh, I make it look easy. I should start making this joke and storytelling thing look difficult, then you wouldn't try it.
That's what you say to them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because that was bad. Or I do this, and I'm so sorry. And it's not being like egotistical. It's just like, I'm tired of softening things up for people, yeah? I'm just like, listen, I'm turning 30 now, and I feel like I've entered the 50-year-old stage already, where I know I'm going to die soon. I don't care. Like, I don't care anymore, right? This is what I also do. So I stop people in the middle of their story and I start reconstructing their story and I go, that's not an important part of the story. Get rid of that. All right.
So you're complete. See
immediately
you next Tuesday.
Hook me in a story. Don't tell me, oh my God, something crazy happened to me on Wednesday. Tell me what the fuck happened on Wednesday, right? Straight away, boom. If you have to lie, exaggerate it, boom. Take this bit out, useless information. Who cares whether it happened at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, whatever. Yeah. Take that out, boom, boom, boom. Change this part, put it here, da, 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 boom. And then I go, right, tell me the story. And then they don't want to tell me after that.
I'm not surprised.
See you next Tuesday. That is the epitome of a see you next Tuesday. I can't believe you do that.
But I'm so sorry, man. And I'm so sorry, and I'm not sorry.
Man is
right?
Directed.
Because people...
He told
the story in front of them live.
Yeah.
You're a different breed.
I'm like, this story's shit.
He's like, they're like halfway through it, and then it's like, because it was to start again. So what are you going to say? There's like, I'm just, okay, just get straight to the important bit. Yeah, okay. My mum's got cancer. Because he's like, all right, now I'm hooked. Now I know. Now I'm interested in the story. Now I know the story.
But what you're going to need to do with that is find a punchline. And, you know, like, that's the hook, but the punchline needed to that. So, and usually the punchline's better than the hook. So you need to find a better way of delivering that that sums it all up.
No, it's just like... you got lower the bar for people aren't comedians. You can't.
That is crazy.
You can't judge non-comics.
No, I'm sorry.
By comic standards.
No, you can because
that's true.
You can
because I have different criteria for different things. Same way that I have a higher standard for comics. That same way that I will judge a comic. I might not like a comic because they're not funny. Like I'll meet them in the green room before they go and be like, oh, they're really safe. Watch them bob and be like, I don't want to talk to that guy anymore. He's come on stage. And it's stuff that shouldn't even be connected to be funny. I've seen women. I've met women and be like, oh, she's nice. She's like, she's nice. She's a comedian. No way. I've never seen her before. Never seen her. See her die. I'm like, no, she's buzz, man. It's just like, wow. Just like,
but the thing is, I feel
it
just, like
it pulls everything away from anyone that's and everyone. Crazy.
I feel like I can judge them by a comedian standard. I'm not even saying that I'm a best comedian, yeah, but I'm doing okay, yeah. But if you know me as well,
yeah,
not know me like in and out,
yeah,
whether you're my missus friend, someone at work, whatever, yeah. The only time I'd let it slide is if you just met me and you don't know nothing about me, right? Is you're approaching me knowing what I do for a living. That would be like me walking up to Ronaldo and being like, doing 10 kick-ups in a row and being like, in it?
Ah, I see what you mean. So it's a story that's attempting to be funny is the ones that kill
or,
you.
Funny or engaging or just something that I would want to hear.
To be fair, normally at these dinner parties, that's the stories people elect to tell. They're interested in stuff like that. So is that why you're like, rah, you're mentally telling yourself, if it's not going to be funny, I don't want to spend 2 hours acting.
Let's not harbour too much on if it's funny.
Because or engaging.
No one's trying to tell a story that's not engaging, are they?
Yeah, that's the thing. At dinner parties, it's all about fun. It's all about...
Have you not heard this story in your head and gone like, this is...
Because there's people... There's even comics like that where... Some people just don't know what's a good story and what's not. Some people have mad stories that are actually so interesting, but it's so regular for them. They don't tell it.
Yeah,
so when you
ask
them, like, didn't you have something like that? Like, kind of. I mean, yeah, so I got jumped by 7 guys. Everyone's like, okay, tell us more. Yeah. He's just like, oh, no, it's nothing. It's just like one guy pulled the knife and then, I took it off him and then I had to stab him. They just tell this mad story. They're just like, yeah, and that's what happened. I mean, it was a Tuesday on my estate. they think their stories are boring.
Yeah.
And then you got that other person, like, say, go, I had that's almond croissant.
That's
on a Wednesday. You know what that's like, Kazeem.
I love people like that when I see comics like that. I'm like, you have chosen comic because you like it, but you have nothing to say. Nothing. No stumps. You have nothing to say. You just love love performing. Yeah. You're here, but there's nothing we need to hear from you, cuz.
Listen, if you have a good story or a bad story or whatever, that's fine.
Yeah.
Mm. That's fine. What isn't fine is telling me it and expecting me to have the reaction you want me to have.
Oh, you should try gigging on a cruise. The amount of times I have to deal with men over 50 or 60 coming up to me. Like,
is their birthright to be a comedian?
And it's like, hey, mate, this used to do the rounds, but I think it's clear now. You can have this one. And then they go and tell you a terrible joke that I now feel compelled just to give it a laugh. Because they've come to my show, they've enjoyed my stuff. So now they're like, they're not fans, but they're quote-unquote support, whatever you want to call it. They're showing me love. So I now have to feel, I have to show their shitty joke love. And this could be anywhere. This could be in a fucking urinal, they're telling me this stuff. And it's like, I have to just laugh and give it some love. Because I can't do the whole, that wasn't it. I can't.
Tell me just, even if you've got makeup right now, tell me a shit joke. This is how I respond, really. You said I can have, ready?
What? A joke don't tell him on the crew.
Even if just make it up. Just make up some joke with a shit punchline.
A man who used to be a gynecologist still does some shifts because he likes to keep his hand in.
Yeah. All right, then. Thanks for coming out and supporting live comedy.
If they've told me I love what you did, I'm a big fan, here's one you can use. So it's weird because they're giving me a compliment, so they buttered me up a bit. I don't know if I could go from, oh, thanks, man, I really appreciate that, man.
Right, let me give you that one. Yeah, do the joke one more time. So, right. But give me the
compliment.
Give me the compliment as well.
Oh.
And I'm going to give you some response. Just keep going, yeah?
Oh, guys, yeah, yesterday, man. That show yesterday, man. Oh, I absolutely loved it, man.
Appreciate
loved
that, man.
Loved it, man. I literally swear I'm going to see you on Apollo soon, man.
Hopefully, that, man.
Seriously.
Two seasons left, so probably not. But yeah.
No, really, really good stuff. There's a lot of dross, man. Poor comedy out there. But what you're doing, fella, I've got one for you.
Yeah?
He used to do the rants.
Oh, right, okay. All right.
So there was this gynecologist who'd retired, but he does some extra shifts now because he likes to keep his hand in.
Yeah, all right, man.
I can't lie.
I gotta go.
That guy would have gone away thinking he liked that.
Yeah.
You done well.
I gotta go.
You got well.
I did the second one with a smile. Nice to keep a hand in. All right, man.
That's it.
It's a cruise. You here tomorrow? Oh my gosh. See you later.
The cruise don't finish for 7 days. You here tomorrow?
That's another question. Nice,
buddy. One more. Yeah, another question. One response. Oh, who told you that? Who told you that joke?
Dude, used to do the rat. I think I saw it in a Penguin bar like 10 years ago.
Oh, that's crazy, man. All right, man.
This is the
right. Everyone ends like that. Everyone ends like that. All right, man. Cool, man.
I like it.
Love, man. Keep supporting live comedy, man.
Cloud laugh. I'm like, oh yeah, see you soon, man. Da-da-da-da-da. And I just have to give this. I just feel compelled.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not real. I don't know. I just feel compelled to give them a little sign.
So here's a question. Because you, obviously, you do daddy daycare in the daytime.
Yeah.
So do you have mum friends, dad friends based on your son's
playgroups? Absolutely not. I have.
So your son.
No one.
So your son has no friends.
You don't know no one. Obviously, I've done. Baby sensory, yeah.
Done he baby don't sensory. Know no one.
He don't know no one. Cut. I done baby sensory, and that was I thought it was a waste of time. Like I thought it was this thing you had to go to, and if you're a bad parent, if you don't go, but really truly just a waste of time. But there would be mums, parents there, like to speak to. Obviously, mainly mums.
Yeah,
and I'll be social and stuff like that, and
mainly milfs.
You know,
I've got another question on that, but.
Yeah, and it'd be like, oh, hey, how's your child? And we'll speak and whatnot. But it was just nonsense chat. How old? When were they? What other things you do with? And I've done a few, incidentally, bring your own baby gigs.
Yeah.
Like daytime, like midday, you bring your child. And I brought him because obviously I'm with him and stuff. And one
so
was.
Watches him while he's
like, or he's just on stage? Cause
one time I left him in the pram and he slept through. The second time...
He must have been bombing.
Nah, I was doing well.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
No, the second time I gave him to...
How did you get a son in the car?
Just like... It's whack. No, and then the second time, it was actually Esther Manito was emceeing. So I walked on stage with him. Mm. And then I was like, here you go, Esther.
I trust you. With
and then, yeah, yeah. Walked away and stuff like that. But yeah, I've signed him up for swimming. So that will be, and that will start in September. So maybe that's an opportunity. But I've not been very good at like looking at different baby groups. So swimming's going to be the first one. Like there's a half a term I've paid for.
Yeah.
So we'll go and do that and stuff. And then otherwise, he's not actually met too many people. So I'm conscious of that because that is my role as the
stay at home.
But I ain't got no. The thing is, for me, man, I can meet people and we can be cool, but I'm quite bad at letting people in.
Right.
I think I'm really bad at that. Like, especially as an adult, I'm kind of like, well, I know the people I'm cool with. That's more than enough for my social schedule. I don't even fit in the people I have in my life in my current social schedule. So why the hell am I going to try and add some more?
See, this is how I thought it would be with the bad being the primary. Because like I said, I'm not sure what your missus like. Does she go to all the baby groups and stuff? Has she got mum friends? She ain't got mum friends.
My girl is a gangster. She could not give a fuck. She's like, nah.
So yeah, does no, your no. little one have any friends? Or is it all...
No, he fucks kids up when he goes baby group.
Oh, so is it organic friendships from like, say, your missus has a friend who also had a kid at a similar age?
There's one friend who's got a kid... similar ages or like very like they're like he's 10 months the other kid's one maybe one and a half I don't know.
I've got that on
wasn't
my
listening because it wasn't engaging. I'm like she told me wasn't listening
yeah
like literally when people talk to me it's So I was at the thing the other day, and there's a... And I'm...
Maybe that's why you find the stories boring.
I just really find it hard, unless like... It's... Oh, I just can't listen. Sorry. But no. So she's not on that friendship thing with other people.
Right.
I've got, like... I'm godfather, and he's my son's godfather.
Yeah.
Of one of my real good friends, where they're a week apart. So right, he's a younger than mine. So
that's organic. Yeah, you're already friends.
Exactly. So we've done like two times we've linked up and they've like played and stuff like that.
I should say twice, not two times.
Two times.
You did this. Just last this happened.
Did I do it last time?
Yes.
Yes, grammatically incorrect. Clean up your grammar with a Kleenex.
Clean up your grammar.
Clean up your grammar. Yeah, I like that, you know.
Clean up your grammar with Kleenex. Clean up your grammar
with a Kleenex.
Sponsorship, baby.
Come on, let's get that money in. So. So we link up, and then one of my other friends, his daughter was born in Feb, so she's got five going on 6 months.
Mm.
So those will be chances over time when they get older. They can, that's organic. So I kind of maybe could have got that as well. Obviously they're not local, so it's not like they're not down the road, because I'm the one that moved north. They're all still in south, so it's not organic. And I'm sure I'll meet people in and around the town, and it's actually nice. I could have, you know, we moved to where we live now just before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So I've not actually had the chance to meet people like that. I had one of my neighbors see me like a month ago. He was like, when did you move here? I said, like, 4 years, nearly 4 years ago now. What, really? And we had a good, like, hour chinwag and whatnot.
See, that's my friend. You got
hour chinwag.
Your new friends.
That's straight away one of them ones. All right, man.
do you know what? I was holding stuff. The Demetri, I was outside my front garden doing some gardening. So I needed to stay outside. And he was like,
immediately my head goes, you're getting out of this.
How?
Is that a phone ringing? Whatever. I'm going inside.
But the work I need to do is outside. The same outside he's in.
Then I'm coming back.
Then what do I... Like,
then I'm coming back. 11:59.
Try the garden at night time is bad, just to avoid conversation.
The funniest thing with this guy, he's an older Cameroonian gentleman, and he moved to the area in the 90s, innit? So he knows about the area. And he was talking about, there's a few black people in my area, but he was like, you're another black person. Yeah, cool. And then he was basically going, back in the day, there was a black person there, but they died. That one there, they died. They died. I'm like, this guy just...
All from racially aggravated assault.
I'm like, this guy just claiming that he's the last older black person standing, like, taking pride in it.
Last
stuff.
Of the Mohicans,
like, proper, like, holding it down and stuff. But yeah, it was a long conversation. I wanted to get out of it sooner, but I genuinely did not know how. I was like, because I can't be like, I got to go, because I actually want to do this now. It's daytime.
Now, I'm doing some gardening. I'm guilty of not being able to end conversations.
Oh, man. It was like a good hour. Me.
Like, I always have to rely on my missus to shout. It's like, Darren, I'm like, missus just shouted me, so needs to end the call. I wanted to end the call, but I don't know how to end the calls. I don't know how to end calls, I don't end conversations.
Oh, with a phone call?
Phone calls.
Oh, big man, I'm not picking up.
No, phone calls I can end, because
I'll just lock it off.
Same.
For a tunnel, you said you was in the living room.
But I have to, like, when I lie with you, I have to, like, believe myself. So I can't just sit on the sofa and lock it off. I have to move to a different room, but there's no reception here. Then lock it off. There is reception, but I have to lie to myself.
You have to believe you're alive.
So my action feels like
genuine.
Honest. Yeah, it's
like, bro, I've done this before. Phone rings, picked it up. They've gone, hello, and I've gone, no. I logged off.
No.
There's so very few people in my life.
Who can call you?
That I want to talk to.
I just find that I'm
you, like, in comedy, you two, Joe, some of the others, know.
I find calls very aggressive.
Family, even worse. Maybe one or two cats that, like, I want to speak to. Outside of the hey, how are you? After that, I'm just gonna stare at you, because then I don't have no more conversation. For you,
they still ask you the same questions, like, so how's school? Just like,
not even that.
I'm 35.
Not even that. They'll just be like, how's comedy?
You still at uni? No, I'm 35 now. I'm not you.
They didn't even ask me
where
that.
The time gone?
Wow, time flies, you know.
They just asked me genuine questions. How's comedy? Good. How's Kazaya? Even better. Do you know what I get in trouble
with? That's because he's like, right, that's one. Yeah, yes.
Or like, I'll just go, like, I don't want to speak to any more people, but I'll just go, do you know what? I'm going to come back here. Let me say hello to everyone. God, I'm going to see you later. Cigarettes, see you later. Bye. But do you know what it is, yeah? What was I going to say? I can't remember, but yeah, I just...
That is funny.
So in the grand, on your reflection... Mm. Because this is all still the reflection.
Yeah, and we've got like 10 more minutes.
Let's do listeners' question. That's
reflection. When it comes to meeting the other parents or the other friends and stuff like that, it's not for me.
Yeah.
Unless they're just like, unless it's like a bromance moment.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
It's the hit off.
So yeah, it's not happening. I'm not going out my way either.
Well, maybe you're lucky that you said, obviously...
It's a me problem as well. I know that.
Yeah.
I can... Yeah. There's something wrong with me.
But lucky...
I can't tolerate other people. It's like 98% of other people that I meet, I can't tolerate them.
That's so interesting that you've chosen stand-up where you need people, you want people to tolerate you. That for them to listen to you and your story, they have to have time for you. And you don't want that for people, but you hope people have that for you.
I don't mind... If what you're saying on my value scale ranks high enough.
But for most people, clearly it doesn't. You literally just named like a handful of people that you have time for.
I've got time. Like, okay, let me put it this way. I've got time for everyone up to a certain extent. And some people it's like 90 seconds. Some people it's like 90 minutes. Some people it's like 90 days. So it all depends.
Because you treat people like reels.
I guess it's maybe it's Instagram. You fucked me up.
That is hilarious.
I'm looking at someone speaking. I'm like, this should be ending now. There should be a watch post, again dude. Button. Where's the watch again button?
Man is like, you are a 15 second story. Like,
so if you're listening, this is all for you to decipher what kind of person you are. You a 9 second person, a 90 second, 9 day, nine months.
Oh man, we'll get to this question. I'll save what I wanted to say for another time. Because if we start getting into that, then we won't even do the listener's question. So let's get into the question. Essentially, thank you for this question, people, them. This question's to do with nicknames. Yeah. So, lady, she says she's in her 30s. She got a nickname for her daughter, Jelly Bones. That's just what they call her. Any version of Jelly, Jelly Baby, Jelly Bells, whatever. Mother, her mother... So daughter's grandmother thinks this nickname is awful, doesn't use her real name or nickname, and calls her Sweet Pea. That's the name she tells them, and tells them that the nickname Jelly is awful and she'll never use it. Even on the internet. This grinds my gears so hard, and she says that it's just my nickname for her because I don't like Jelly Bones and I don't want her to call it that. And...
I think that's the only real detail. There's a log.
Yeah, that's
but the grandparent won't even call the kid by their real name.
No.
Yeah, prefer Sweet Pea.
Just creates the quick a question different is, nickname.
Yeah, is Sweet Pea, is the P shortened for potato? Because I've never had a Sweet Pea in my life.
I don't know.
It's spelled P-E-A, like garden peas, but I don't know.
We probably have, but we just don't know what. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
I've not come across
even
it
rice and peas is not sweet. It's tasty, it's delicious,
very delicious.
But it's not sweet.
Sweet pea,
jelly bones.
Jelly
you know what
baby.
I immediately thought when you said their nickname was Jelly Bones?
Yeah,
is they had cerebral palsy. Sorry, that's the way my mind works, bro.
God damn. Okay,
cerebral.
Oh, damn. Why did you repeat the first word? Like, we didn't know what it was.
That's crazy.
Jelly bones, come on, it makes sense. I didn't just pluck it out of thin air. It makes sense to some extent as why I've linked the two.
We're not arguing with you because we see the vision. The fact that just stop digging. Just relinquish the spade. Let go.
Oh,
when people don't argue with you, it means we see what you're saying, but we just don't want to go there with you. Don't want to go this journey.
Okay, sorry.
Man said, y'all don't hear me.
Y'all don't hear me.
Y'all don't hear me. You'll be a terrible pastor.
So what's the problem? The mum's not
refusing. It's basically nickname. The mum is basically being difficult and objecting to call the child the name or the nickname given to her.
I'm going
to
say one thing, okay? I'm going to say one thing, all right? Listen, listener, okay? There's various things going on here, right? You've decided to give your daughter this nickname for whatever reason, okay? Mm-hmm. Jelly, whatever. Jelly satam, jelly roll, jelly on ice cream, jelly with cream, whatever you're calling your daughter, yeah? That's what you've decided, yeah? Your mum is your mum, right? So if your mum says, I'm not using that, shut your face, innit? Just hold it, because that's your mum. Your mum said, I'm not doing it. If your mum says she's not doing it, she's not doing it, right? What is a bit nuts is that the mum, the grandmum, doesn't want to use the real name, which makes me want to know, what is the real name? The real name must be terrible.
That jelly
bones, and like the name is as bad as jelly bones. That the mum said, I'm not saying that at all, right? But here's where it all balances out. She's a grandparent. She'll die soon. You get inheritance, it's fine.
Kazim Jamal.
I mean, there's truth to that. There is truth to that.
Look, man.
Whenever your parents are maybe old or oldish, yeah, and they're grinding your gears,
and they're moving
just
a bit
look
mad.
Like when you're around their house, just look around and be like, it's all good, Cass. One day this is gonna be mine, Cass.
Soon enough they're gonna and then get
you get me? Then we can have all the jelly bones, jelly babies, jelly and ice cream, jelly like we'll fill her house.
No, mum's early 60s.
Jellied everything.
Mum's early 60s. Early 60s. It could be 20 years till she topples over.
That's fine. It's the long game. If we're playing remember Focus with Will Smith? This is the long con. The short con is letting mum get away with it, yeah? Whatever. Call her whatever you want. Sweet peas, sweet potatoes, sweet and sour chicken, whatever you want to call it, yeah? That's fine. But when you're gone, everything in this house is going to have jelly in it. It's going to be jelly in the fridge, in the cupboards, in the sink, in the garden, in the shed, in the bathroom.
Maybe that's what to do on her birthday, surprise her.
There's jelly everywhere.
Just make it a jelly land.
Or alternative, we just start calling the grandmum jelly something.
Yeah, call her jelly bones back.
Because she really has the jelly bones, because you know how old people are brittle?
Oh. Yeah.
And their skin is wrinkly.
Yeah.
Jelly skin. Call her jelly roll.
Sarcopenia. Is that sarcopenia?
Jelly's not brittle, is it?
Jelly?
Yeah.
Jelly's brittle.
I guess actually,
it wobbles.
No, but brittle means it breaks away.
Yeah, you can break jelly easily.
I mean, you can. I never thought of jelly being brittle, but it is, isn't it?
Yeah, like you say someone, like in football or something, isn't it like jelly ankles? Like they're made of nothing.
Yeah, chocolate ankles.
Chocolate ankles, jelly ankles.
Yeah, someone's got weak ankles. But yeah, brittle.
Jelly belly.
Brittle bones, more tendency to break. But yeah, jelly tends to mean weak and feeble, doesn't it?
And that's what you actually give. Maybe that's why she don't like it, because she's old as shit and...
She's in her 60s. Old
as shit. And she can't eat hard food anymore. She's been getting jelly.
She's getting gaslit by the jelly.
She's getting gaslit by the jelly.
Yeah, she's getting gaslit by the jelly, bro. No, sounds like a hater, bro.
She does sound like a hater. And it's very... I always find it weird when grandparents are like insistent on like battling their child who's the parent. Like,
but you know what? Weird. It's because they're still a child to them.
Yeah, but there's
nothing they can do that can make them graduate into being an adult.
Even though they popped out a whole child, they're like,
you're still a child. You don't know what you're doing.
It's true. That's probably where it comes from. And that obviously you're giving the grandma a voice. I just think it's crazy. I think you should be more respectful of your child and understand that they're not the parent.
Yeah.
And they you need to let them be a parent. And by fully disrespecting and not adhering to the name, you're not allowing them to be the parent and assert their authority, which is what is needed as a parent.
Yeah.
That's just my...
She's just be able to tell them, shut up. And just
shut up! Like the previous episode. Say it with vim, though.
To be
say
fair,
it with vim.
My mum don't do nothing. Like, obviously, she does stuff. I'm not saying like that. She don't do nothing in terms of that, though.
like cause Wahala.
She just says you do what you're doing, innit?
That's so supportive.
My mum does it accidentally and not maliciously.
My mum does it to me more so what, driving.
Like, babies you.
Like backseat parents.
Mm.
So like my wife knows how to feed her baby. Like, maybe he's hungry. And she's like, he's
did that cause a bit of
he's not. No, what it is, because my wife doesn't know how to, because it's not her mum.
Oh, so yeah, there's always so that.
Yeah, is that thing of
Darren told mum.
I can't just nip. But I'm like,
I got that as well.
Yeah, but I'm like, but you can though. You don't. There's no need to be rude. No one needs to be rude. I go, because my mum's just saying it because she thinks she's being helpful. She doesn't even know she's being unhelpful. Just go, oh no, it's not that.
I remember,
and it'll just move on. But because you don't say anything, she keeps on suggesting all these things, and you'll get more and more annoyed that she's just saying things. It's like, just
I've got this real insecurity of people not listening to me,
right,
and not taking me seriously.
So you got that with your partner's mum?
They don't know. Exclusive,
exclusive.
Right now.
You know, there's mixtapes you get at the barbers, just their DJ talking over the track.
Trust me, DJ.
DJ who? That don't just be speaking, bro.
But I remember, like, my missus gone out, like, some girls thing, and I had to go and do a gig or something. So, Mrs. Mum came down, and she was there for a couple of hours before I had to go. Bloody blah. Son's upstairs sleeping. I've got in the shower, come out. He's woken up. He's in his crib. And he's just going like, like nothing like he don't normally do every day in the morning.
You
right?
know your kid.
He's fine. And we've got a new one now, so he can't get out. He's fine. He's safe. He's cool. Just wait for me to like get sorted and I'll get you out, blah, blah, blah. Mother-in-law calls up. Everything all right? I'm like, yeah, all good. And he starts making more noise. She's like, do you want me to get him? Nah, all good. I'll bring him down in a minute. And then I hear footsteps coming up the step.
Leave the child alone.
Do you know how many times I want to say, like, and this is to so many. I just want to be like, but I can't do it. I think I've spoken about this before. I can't say stuff.
Yeah.
It's nicely, but assertively.
Right.
So I'm just going to be like, leave him.
Yeah.
I said, I'll bring him down when I'm done. You're not listening. You're not listening. Why are you acting like that? Because you're not listening.
Yeah.
So then I hold it in and I get this fucking feeling in my chest, right? And one day it's going to explode and I'm going to kill everybody.
And then you're going to be the villain. You're going to be the rude.
Like Jay-Z said.
Jay-Z said,
die and be the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Ah.
And that speaks to my soul, bro. My missus backseats parents me though,
right?
Because she's done it before.
Yeah.
She's not aware that she does it.
Right.
And that creates a snap because that's where I am more comfortable to go. Yeah.
Of course.
Or shh.
Yeah, I hear that.
I go shh, and I say probably on a weekly, maybe a daily basis. I say, and this is just in life as well, but especially around parenting. Unless I ask, just assume I already know.
Right. Because you're comfortable enough to ask if you don't know. So.
Right. And at least give me the chance to attempt to find something or do something or this or that or the other.
Right.
What I really hate is I'm about to do something and they go, there it is, or this is how you do it, or don't forget this.
And I
just really want to go, unless I ask, assume I already know.
Yeah.
You know, and then after that, if I've tried and I'm looking for something, I'm trying to do something, and then I go, now I need your help.
Would you be mad if someone intervened where there was a potential risk to your son? You're going to do something dangerous, but you didn't know. Because obviously there's things we're competent about and incompetent of, and there's always that area of you don't know. There's some things we don't know that we don't know.
Yeah.
So you're going to try to do something.
That's most knowledge in the world, isn't it?
Yeah. You're going to try to do something that could potentially put your son at harm, and that person, but no, don't do that because of X. Would you be mad then? Or would you still be like, no, should have let me fail, quote unquote, and let me fall, and then we'll figure out that
way. 9 times out of 10, I'm always on the vibe of like, yeah, let me figure it out.
Right.
Mm.
Let me figure it out. Because that's just life, innit? You learn yourself.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how many times your mum tells you don't do this, you ain't gonna know until you fall off and hurt yourself.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then your mum's gonna be like, "I told you so." But in terms of like risk to my son, like I'm super overprotective of him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm already probably doing several risk assessments in my head so much.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I mean? So again, if someone was like, "Don't do that," and my response is probably gonna be, "I wasn't gonna do that."
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're assuming I'm about to do something.
Yeah.
I already know.
Yeah. Mm.
You know.
So give you that respect, or is it respect, leeway, or I don't even know what the right term is. You know.
Space.
Give you that space. That yeah. have to be the.
What's your thoughts on this grandparent though? Before
no,
we finish.
No, with grandparents, I agree. It's always difficult for the one to tell your in-law.
Yeah.
What you think or what you want to do when it comes, especially when parenting. I'm kind of more laid back. I'm kind of like, you know, unless there's any real calm that's going to happen, I don't mind. My missus is probably a bit more, nah, I want things done X way, and I want your sort of mum to follow that. And
yeah, obviously
feels a bit like, oh, can I say this? Can't I say that? And stuff. So, but maybe it's typical. I'm just a dad, so I'm like, but I just shrug my shoulders. Sorry, if you're listening to audio, I kind of shrug my shoulders there. But I'm a bit laissez-faire.
Yeah. Yeah.
To stuff. And I really, unless it's really going to harm him, I don't really mind. Do you know what I mean? Because anything the grandparents are going to do is going to be out of love, care, nurturing. They're going to want the best for the grandchild. Obviously, there's a few sort of rituals that some of the older generation, not going to say grandparents, wanted to do it. It's been like, nah, let's not do that. That's when we have a united front. But we always tell each other, let's have a united front.
Yeah.
With either grandparents. So it's not I don't want that or I don't want that.
Yeah, yeah,
it's we will never say who came up with the idea for the we, but it's we. And I think that's probably the best way to do it, because if it's like, oh, well, she said this or he said that,
yeah, there's those creating divisions and fractions in it. Yeah, it's true. It's one of those reasons. Sometimes the things that we insist on as well, we're imperative, it's just because it's the way we've done it. Like
100%.
When my mum and sister looked after our daughter, like we've been out, and then like she's got a bed. Her bedtime's not even that strict anyway. But even if it's not strict, after you've had your bath and stuff, you're in your cot.
Yeah,
you got dressed and now you're in your cot. But then we'll be out. Like, last time we was out, we got a call, a video call. My daughter's downstairs, just in her pajamas, just like playing around, jumping up on the sofa. Like, what's she doing? And I was like, do what? Just all right. We're out. They're looking after the kid.
I get that's the perk
Is that
free babysitting.
Yeah, it's like they're looking after the kid. They video called us. We can't be like, get her upstairs. It's fine. And was her sleep disturbed? No. Did she sleep through the night? Yeah, it's like.
And I think with those kind of things as well, it's like there's a certain, especially grandparents, I'm really conscious of like, this is the space where you're meant to get this kind of liberty.
Exactly.
As well.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to stop that kind of, like, culture-wide tradition of, like, grandparents' house is where you're meant to get this kind of...
Yeah, it's
true.
Relaxation on the rules.
Serious snacks as well.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, she had this kind of snack. Her next snack needs to be fruit. And then my mum, she would just hear my mum just go over to this bag of crisps. Like, okay, she wanted snacks, so I just gave her the crisps. She's like, oh, she gave her a crisp again. I was like, yeah, but I never thought of it like that. But now you say it's like, yeah, it's
that's the place.
It's your nan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nanny, can I have some crisps? Yeah, of course you can, because it's your nan. It's like,
yeah. Is that interesting? Yeah, because the kids are going to see it like that. But I guess the parent, either or both parents, may see it as undermining the parenting. So it's always that.
But it really isn't that, is it? Nan's meant to be grandparents. Yeah,
100%. It's all perspective, though, isn't it?
But that's a good perspective.
It is perspective. I do feel like this parent is overreacting on the nickname.
Yeah.
I would really delve into is like, why won't you call my child by their actual name?
Yeah. That's the one.
Government name on the bus.
What's the discrepancy there that you won't? What does this name remind you of or whatever? I don't know.
It wouldn't said.
Yeah.
Well, they might find it too formal to they're like, it's my grandson, so I should kill him. I should give him a cute little nickname.
Sweet Pedo is a bit, leave it. Well, there we go.
Yeah, but it's a bit generic. Yeah, so, well, without the context, we'll never know, but that does sound a bit weird.
Yeah.
On the face of it, we can speculate as much as we want, but it could just be like the grandparent is being stubborn for no reason.
It could be a see you next Tuesday. That's what it sounds like to me. Grandma's being a see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
We should wrap.
But we should wrap this up, man. That's been another episode of them late nights and them wet wipes. It's a very late night here. If you see the time, it's a very late night. But I've been one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. To the left has been
Kazeem Jamai Dunno.
Bang, bang, bang. And to the left.
Darren Griffiths in your blood club.
Gunna. Big up in Edinburgh, man. Darren, go show Edinburgh,
come on,
man.
Darren Griffiths.
With the award. You want to see award?
There's no award.
They brought them back. I want to see nomination. I want to see five star.
Bullet. Win all the awards, Darren. Come on, man.
Bring it home.
Light skin general.
Man. Essex boy. Inconceivable. Pleasant's courtyard. 445. Bunker 2. Let's get it.
Bunker 1. Oh, okay. It was so close. I was
second to the 27th. Let's go.
Jeez. I'll be there next year, guys.